It's 8:42 on this Wednesday morning with the Musers. It's Cowboys Eagles week. So why don't we eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio? Let's listen to the Touchdown Brothers, their morning show up there. See if they're talking about the game.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Nico.
We'll see you later. That's Nico Harrison.
Appreciate Nico Harrison.
Yeah, he's not really from Dallas anymore.
No, he isn't. I tell you what. and that guy's just a class act.
He's a
total hero to all.
Yes.
I mean, this is now our favorite guy. We love Nico Harrison. You know why?
I know why.
Because he ripped the hearts out of the Dallas sports fans. And that makes him the truest American to ever live.
It's almost like we sit him in there as like a covert operation or something.
He's like a Trojan horse.
Trojan horse. Goes to rip the hearts out of all Dallas fans.
So great.
And then we'd also like to announce that because of what he's done, we're going to have him on a weekly now.
Yeah, he's a weekly guest, Nico Harrison. He's going to be on with
hoops.
The Touchdown Brothers.
Yeah.
Nico talking hoops with us. That's right. That's going to be every Wednesday from now on till eternity. And hey, thank you. I don't know if Nico, if you're still listening. Also, I wanted to thank you for the private video you sent us of you dancing on Don Carter's and Tom Landry's graves. That was a nice little touch.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
I got to say something.
Who knew
though?
A big guy like that could do the caterpillar so well?
I know. That was incredible.
Unbelievable.
But you know what?
Guy.
I don't want to talk basketball anymore. It's Cowboys Week!
Come on, Dallas! Let me reset here. You're listening to Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu. We are the Touchdown Brothers. I need to thank our guest last hour. Thanks to Tim Kalishaw. Came on to talk about his high school, Richardson High School winning district. Anthony, why'd you book Tim Kalishaw to tell us about that?
I swear, every week we have this problem, and it seems to happen on Wednesdays.
It just gets worse and worse. Also, thanks to Kelly Finglass. She's making the rounds. I don't know what she's promoting.
Why do we have the director of the Cowboy Chili?
She's got that hit Netflix show. But
yeah, I know I watch it, but why do we have her on? This is a Philly station.
I'm with you. Don't yell at Anthony so much. His mom, his sister.
Would you do something about it? I don't care if he's your nephew.
He's my nephew. Give him a job.
He's fixated on Dallas for some reason.
All right. Anyway, speaking of cowgirls, like Kelly Finglass, let's talk about the other cowgirls.
That's right. I got something for you. Just because they beat the Raiders now, they think, oh, we're going to beat the Eagles. Oh, we're going to make a Super Bowl. I listened to them. I listened to that, what is it called, the spigot?
What? No, the ticket.
The ticket? Yeah, I listened to that.
Watch it.
Well, you know, like a water thing, you know, that you turn on and off. I don't know.
Yeah,
it sounded
like a bunch of horse hockey to me.
Yeah, because they're making a Super Bowl run because they beat the Raiders. And they think that, I was listening to that, the Pigskin Channel that
they
do
the Pigskin Channel, they do that.
And they're talking like they're going to beat
horrible,
the Eagles.
Horrible. Horrible. Hey, listen, that was, first of all, that was a horrible win against the Raiders that the Cowboys had.
I mean,
that team looked like they didn't belong in the NFL.
The Raiders?
No.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys. I thought it was not a quality win.
No.
And Dak Prescott, hear me now. Dak Prescott is the most overrated, overpaid quarterback, not only in football history, but he's the most overrated quarterback in world history.
Boom! I'm right there
roasted.
With you. That's all we
roasted.
Hear about old Dak. He's such a leader. Oh, he's such a...
He's nothing.
What has he done?
He's nothing. He's
done
nothing.
Nothing!
Hey,
this must be a big game.
It's nothing!
That's right. It is the big game on Fox, so it's the late game, and we get Tom Brady. That's another guy that needs to be ripped. Are you an owner? Or you're a broadcaster.
He needs to decide.
I think he sucks at both of them.
I do too. And you know what? I don't think he was that good of a quarterback. He backed into those seven Super Bowl victories.
He won a couple. He hasn't won as many as Jalen Hurts.
Not in my opinion either.
No, not my opinion.
All right. You want to go to the phones?
We got to go to the phones.
Yeah. And by the way, you can watch, did you say it's on Fox?
It's on Fox. What?
Nothing. I'm just promoting the game. It's going to be on
4:25 Philly time.
All right. So let's go to the phones, and we'll start off with, you want to start off with Nicholas or Andrea?
Paulie. How about Paulie? He's a good caller.
I tell you what, let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Hey, pretty good, Sal. Almost Thanksgiving there, Sal.
Boy, used to's guys are really bringing the heats this morning.
That's right.
Wow. We truly
That's
are.
Right. That's what we bring.
Truly are.
Hating the winter time, Sal. Hating the winter time.
Pleasure. Pleasures to listen to used to's guys when you're really bringing the heat.
Thank you so much, Sal. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Oh, the Cowgirls got two new defensive players. Oh. One's from the Jets and one's from the Bengals.
classic line.
Two
you just
teams
did
in there.
Yeah. I'm so scared.
Yeah, you ought to be.
The worst teams in footballs. They got some help. Oh,
yeah, that's a great point. Two teams that suck almost as much as the Cowboys do. The Jets and the Bengals.
Hey, seriously, those guys.
Yeah.
I would like to invite Use Two's guys to my's houses for Thanksgiving's dinners.
That's really nice. I think we got to wait.
I think we do have to wait.
Okay, well, that sounded like a maybes. And
yeah, put us down for a maybe there, Sal. House.
Yeah, put us down for a maybe.
If your sister's going to be there, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Sal's sister?
Man,
oh, my God.
Smoke show.
She is stacked.
Yeah.
My mother's going to be there, and so is her boyfriend, Vinny's. And I's do not get along. So I need used to his guys to run interferences for me between me's and Vinny's.
Okay, maybe we'll do that,
Vinny's always busting my balls.
He's busting my balls.
He says, hey, you're 37. You shouldn't be living in your mother's basement. And I'm like, hey.
Hey.
What's going on there, Vinny's? And one time he punched me in the balls so hard I had to go to the ER. I was coughing up bloods and stuff.
Jeez. What's up with Vinny?
More like an assault.
Yeah.
So happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you two guys there.
Okay.
I don't know about that there, Sal.
And maybe I'll save this question for when you're in person at Thanksgiving dinner. No. I'm going to ask you guys now.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Sal.
Hit us.
Do the Cowgirls suck or what?
Whoa!
He nailed it!
He stuck the landing!
He went off and did it!
I love it! All right, coming up next, Justin Montemayor joins us to talk about how much he loves dick. His new book about Coach Vermeil is called My Full-Throated Endorsement of Beautiful Dick. That's next on the Nuts Up
Brothers. Okay. What a bunch of noise that is.
Oh, my gosh. I just need some earplugs.